The shtickle that I'm going to speak on is the Rav Moshe Shapiro has it, the Soda Dvarim in a Seifa. It should be a Schus and Refuah Shleima. I'm going off on a different little bit of Mahalach and the Hemshach Advarim, but a lot of it is there. It's a Maima Muflad Ma'oid, it's a Maima Yudalad. He speaks about a different aspect. He uses a side of a different aspect of Gemara. I'll explain what he didn't. I'm going to try to explain a different part of it. The Mishnah says in Sukkah that there were two kelim that were used for for the nisachim. There was a kli used for yayin, a kli for mayim. They had different size holes because they wanted that the nisach should finish together. And it says over here that the Mishnah says that the marova shel mayim, mizrocha shel yayin. The kli on the mayrev side was of water, and on the mizrach side was of wine. And Rashi makes a point that this is the gears of Adafka. It's a very interesting point. I know it's that it had to be that way to kelim. I mean, the other in yanim are quite clear that they were, it was silver, it was cheres, but this is not that explained the Mishnah. Then the Gemara brings a very strange story. It says Hanotri Mini, there were two apikarsim, two minim, Chad Shmei Sosan and Chad Shmei Simcha. One was named Sosan, one was named Simcha. Omle Sosan Simcha, so Sosan told Simcha, Nadif Neminach, I'm better than you. Dichsiv Sosan v'Simcha Yasigu. So Sosan comes before Simcha in the Pasig. Amalei Simcha l'Sosan, Simcha told Sosan, I'm better than you. Dichsiv Simcha v'Sosan la'Yehudim. So Simcha came before Sosan. Amalei Sosan l'Simcha, Sosan told Simcha, Chad Yoyim Shafkuch, there'll come a day when they'll toss you out, in other words, you're not going to be so chashv anymore, v'Shavyuch Parvanka, they'll make you a shliach, you'll be the sort of the go-boy. So Rashi says you'll run and show the way, but you're not going to be chashev, you're not going to be anything special, you'll just be a ketimtze for that. Omle Simcha l'sasson, so Simcha told Sasson, Chad yoyme shafkuch, umolo bochmaya, there'll come a time when they'll throw you out, they'll fill you with water. Dichsivu shafte mayim b'sasson. That was a dialogue between two minim. Very, very strange. Stranger than strange. Then there's a hemshech. Omle ahu mina d'shmei sasson. So this sapikoyrus, whose name was Sasson, told her bavua, asidisu de temalu li maya la'almadasi. Lasid lovo, you're going to fill, you're going to bring water to me. You're going to offer me water to sasson. Dam lasichsivu shafte mayim b'sasson. Amale, so he told him, you're wrong. Avur told him, I have exiv lisasin. If we say shafte mayim lisasin, kidekamis, you'd be right. That lasid lovay, we'd go and we would offer you water, as sort of as a nisuch, as homage of sorts. Hashlich siv bisasin, moshke do gaver mishavina le guda. They're going to hide. They're going to take off your hide, over malina be mayim, and use it as a gourd to fill up with water. That's the Gemara here. It's a paladic, a ploimdic Gemara. The Reb Mendel Shklov, the Goyen's big Talmud, writes over here that the this Gemara here, he says that the Goyen told him that there was one of the Kadmonim fasted many Taneisim to be Oymed on the Pshatnes Gemara, and he wasn't Yerid L'chala Oymek. The Goyen said that he was Zeichet to be Yerid Raimik, and it's with this shtickle that he's going to come to the world to come. That's what the Goyen said. And it's interesting, the Goyen was Nifter on Chalamoid Sukkis. That Tako was Nifter on Dalet Chalamoid. But Al Kaponim, Yutas Tishrei, Al Kaponim, the Gemara is a Medrash Plia from beginning to the end. So there are two or three different Nekudas in the Gemara. There's one Nekuda. There seem to be two apikarsim called Sasan and Simcha to try to understand what kind of apikarsim, what these apikarsim, you know, what are we talking about? And this that Moshe's Meirach tremendously on that Nekuda. there's another Indian over here about the Lasidlova. He'll be a Parvanka, and they're going to take Moshe the high and Malamaya. And then the Etzim Keshe, that's some Shaykhis to us over here, the Etzim Indian of these two Simcha and Sas and so on. I'm going to try, and again, many of the Nekudas, certainly sadistic Nekudas, of Moshe put down. I'm taking it off on a certain to a certain angle. He's more focused on understanding the two types of apikorsis there and so on. So let's start. The it says it's sosin and simcha. There are many different pirushim of the shema nerdef of sosin and simcha. When Sasno Simcha Chitzonius Pnimius and so on, there's another play. The Goyen says, "This is a Goyen in Sin Iov in the Hagos. He brings from the Goyen in Divel Yo. It says, Smeichim Betzeisom Besasim Bevoyam, that the Tzvar Shemayim are Smeichim Betzeisom and Sasim Bevoyam." So Simcha is b'yitzia, and Sasson is b'bia, when he comes back. What is that? What are those two inyanim? I mean, Smecha mitzayis Sasson b'voya. So really, there are two, let's understand two types of Simcha that a person has. There is a type of simcha when a person connects to Shirish. L'moshel, the sense that a person has with the connection a person has with his parents. A person is reunited with an old friend of his. A person has gaguim for a friend of his. Any type of the positive feeling that one has bishroshay is simcha. That's one. And then sasin is like when a person attains something he never had before, then a person has a feeling of sasin. A person who finds something that was lost. The Gemara says in Menachis that's the with a song, you know, today it's a song that he asked him pshat three times he asked him pshat over there in the Gemara in who holds I forgot machloikis, and he told him finally the fourth time he told him, and he was very happy, and he said, "You gave me back an aveda that I had." So the finding an aveda is simcha. In other words, something that was part of my kaima, something that belonged to me, and I lost it and I have it back. That hagasha is simcha. A gemara like it, the gemara says, Rashi and Tosis bring it by us, and the it says Vadvarim hoyu smeichim kinisinosam b'sinai. It's a medrash, but Tosis brings it, and Rashi brings it in Sukkah and Chagiga. The things were smeichim kinisinosam b'sinai. In other words, when I reclaimed something that it sounded like it's in its mucker, that's called simcha. When something is, when a person finds something new, Kimoitzi Shalom Rav means I never had it before, and I attained something I never had before. That's also simcha. So there are two types of simcha. There's a simcha that comes from reclaiming yourself, reattaching to the Shayrish, realizing the Shayrish, and then there's a hagasha of simcha called sasin when somebody gets something more new, something they didn't have before. One of the things about Lashon Kodesh is it's not just identifying. When you identify different emotions, the reason why you want to identify different emotions is because there's significance to it. It's meant. It's not just happens to be there's a simcha when you get married, there's a simcha when you make a bris, there's a simcha when you meet a friend, there's a simcha this, and each one could be given a different category. The reason why there are distinctions are because those simchas ought to be different because they're expressing something else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into the Bria with two specific poles, so to speak, of realization of ruchnius of toiv. One is we have a chelek lekai mimal in us. We have a neshama that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person looks in and neshama shenasati b'tohir hi, that there's a constant chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's one type of Shaykhus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and like every Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Moilet Simcha in a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave us Bechira and gave us the ability to attain something on our own, Kaviyachal. Bechira means that a person can go into this world and whatever he gets through his own effort is new. It's not what I had before. I'm able to get something new. That is the yesod of what we're doing in this world. The hargosha for that is sasan. So smeichem b'tzeisam, when the tzva shemayim goes out from its makor and its sheirish, that's a moment of a sense of chibat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At this point, it is the Ever Hashem. At this point, it's a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzva Shemayim. So Simcha is the Hagosha of its Kinesin Asam. In other words, this is the moment when I'm still Mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they've come around and they've accomplished what they set out to accomplish, that Hagosha is Sasan. So Smeichem B'Tzeisam V'Sasan B'Voyam. That's the Pshat Negoy. There are two types of nisuchim. The nisuch of yayin. The quality of yayin is that yayin is moitzi soid. Yayin yisamach levav enosh. Yayin brings out from within a person that whatever was gone is there. And be'etzem, in the shti of yayin, the most a person can do is unearth what's inside. So yayin brings out nichasayin yatzasayit. So the nisuch of yayin ain simcha lebayayin. So the nisuch of yayin is there always connected the sheirish of something being mechubet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the nisuch of yayin that's an all karbanis. Because the Karbanis and Beis HaMikdash are a Chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what you bring out with the Yayin. The Koyach of Mayim is a Koyach only on the Lehaba. In other words, water is Matzmiach. If a person has a field with seeds, if he puts water in, it brings new, it creates more and new. And that's what water does. So the mashke, the koyach and the bria that brings new, that increases, brings new and brings something that wasn't there before, that's the koyach of mayim. And that's where there's a nisuch of mayim. It says the Targum says anushaf de mayim besosin. The Targum says that Usikablun ulfin chadis, you will get a new learning, a new limud. In other words, v'shatamai sasim means there'll be a new hashpah of Torah. So in the chiddush of it, that's where you have the sasim. That's the appropriate place to have sasim. V'shatamai besasim. On simcha, it says p'duya Hashem yeshuvun, obon tzin berina v'simchas oylam al roisham. So Rashi says Simcha Shemei Olam, that anything Shahoislam Kvar, anything that they had already, that the Simcha that was theirs, but was buried under all the tzaras, that lies there. So you have two different mashkim, each one bringing out something. Yain brings out a toichen, and Mayim brings out chiddush. Not what was there, but what can come, what can get increased. Kol sasev kol simcha by chasen kala. When a person gets married, two things come into place. First of all, a person is a chaser until he's married. The marriage is there mitzarecha to be mashlim the person, and therefore the simcha. Marriage also brings chiddush. Person zeicha to make him dairus. So kol sasen kol simcha and kol chasen kala, sasen simcha come together chasen kala, because you have both types of simchas in marriage. I'll briefly allude to the to. So Rav Moshe speaks a lot about what the minim, what the apikarsim were. He basically says there are two main shrushim for apikarsis in the world. One is the shayrish of, that we can accomplish. We don't come from anywhere. The makhish, a certain shayrish of where we came from. And everything is up to Maisa Adam, like Rabbi Kairos. We came from no place, but we can do whatever we want to do. There's a tachlis, but without a sheirish, and that's one type of karsis. The other type of karsis is everything's predetermined, and there's nothing we can accomplish and deny that there's any chiddush or hischachos. Those are two shroshim of apikarsis. He's Meirich with tremendous richos about Yeshu and Muhammad and so on, and Shmuel and Esav. It's not Nakuda I want to go off on. I want to focus more on the two nisuchim. So the two nisuchim come together, and it's understandable that there's a kpeda that the yayin should be in the mizrach, and the mayim should be in the mayrif. The yayin is in the mizrach because it's the smechem betzeisom. That's where the yayin is, and the mayrif is the sasim bevoyim. That's where the water is. I want to just put it in the context of the yontif. Sukkos, like we've mentioned many times, Futner writes this, and it's mentioned many places. Sukkos has in itself a merger of two different inyanim and ruchnias. On the one hand, there's a progression where you have Chodesh Aviv, Chag Asif, Chag Kotze, Chag Asif. You sow something, it grows. Rain comes on it, that's where the mayim comes in, it grows, you harvest it, and you brought something that wasn't there before. The koyach hachidush lies in the cycle of Yom Tovim, kisidra, the way it should be. And Sukkos as such is Chag Asif, and it's that end moment of when you realize the chidush that wasn't there before. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos, which also serves as the end of the Yemei Atshuva, is where a person became menutik from his sheirish, and is mechab himself, he refines his sheirish in himself. Tshuva is meloshin to come back. Person goes back to where he was. So the zman that has in itself a circle that includes both the koyach of chibur to the sheirish and the koyach of chiddush that the person has, Sukkos has it. So the nisuch of imayim and yayin together are the expression of Sukkos, and they express sasen and simcha. The I want to just add, in other places it says that, and it's also in the Gemara Muchach, the apikorsis, it's a different knetch a little bit on the apikorsis. The apikorsis was, and you see it in the dialogue themselves, ke'ilu that there is a chetimtza, simcha and sasan is the goal that you want. A person wants to be happy, a person wants to feel good. How do you feel good? I'll give him a prescription, how to feel good, do this, do that, the other thing. That means he takes Avodas Hashem and turns it into minus, because Avodas Hashem becomes a step stool for something else. The two minim told each other, and Rabbi Avu told him, it's the other way around. It's a chetimtza. The sasen simcha is a chetimtza for the realization of something else. It's a symptom. It's a means. It's not an end to itself. The end to itself is the avodas Hashem. This is just a chetimtza for it. Akoponim. So the kedushas hazman that's miyuchet for sukkis is that it's mechabah two different mehalchim, the two different yesoides of Adam and avodas Adam. One is me'ayin basa, and the other one's la'ayin atahoylech, la'ayin atahoylech. One is that a person has himself a sheirush of likus, and one is that a person has bekoyach to do, to accomplish. Hazal use a lashon, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'yirei lamis, so to Yaakov is b'yirei lamis, tzadikim b'yirei lamis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a koyach of bria and accomplishing. Those are two pillars of Avodas Adam. One without the other is apikarsis. One, if a person feels he could accomplish and everything does is himself, that's certainly apikarsis. And if a person says Tzol Hashem and doesn't take the responsibility and initiative to do and to go weiter, that's the second type of apikarsis. The Yom Tovim, each one has its own cycle. All of our Avodah of Karbanis require Yayin, because you can deher the Chibut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always deher because it's always there. So therefore, you can have it all year round. Mayim is only at the Gemar. When you finish doing yours, that's when you've accomplished. The Sheirush of a Lekus in a person, the Neshama, Shenasatabi, is there always. So every Karban, Kamarev Karma has in itself the Nisuch of Yayin, because that's always seen in Beis HaMikdash. The Chiddush of Sukkis lies in Nisuch HaMayim. The two groups that would sing, dance, the Tzadik and Gemurim and the Balei Tshuva, Tzadik and Gemurim are Madgish, that they never left the Yisoid and Sheirish of where they came from. And the Balei Tshuva madgish, in a sense, what they brought. They were menutik and they came back. So they come back, but they brought something of their own, so to speak. Those two are the nisuch of the yayin and the mayim. And those are the sasa and simcha that come together on the yontif. And that's why it's a miyuchet. Simcha is also generic. It includes all the other simchas, the word simcha. It's the man simcha seinu, because no other time do you have the two simchas coming together. And Shabbi Zaycha, Tassasim v'Simcha, Yasigu, Nos Yang V'Anacha, Lased Lavoi, the Yom HaGadol will be Zaycha to both Simchas coming, the Simcha of recognizing where we came from, and the Sassan of what we accomplished and what we brought back to the palace.
Sorry,
I'm
asking.
Yeah.
A very quick question.
Yeah.
It seems like to do a that simcha can come without sasam, there's no risk. But sasam can't come without simcha because there's a risk. In the sense that as long as you have a chibur, you have a chibur. But you start doing this.
Correct. Simcha is if a person starts with neshama and satabi, so the hemshich should come natural. If the person uses it, like the famous Chazal with Rebbe Akiva, Min Eis Rebbe Akiva, is Ma'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noah, is Ma'is Adam Noah, so then you use it to not to do anything. In other words, like Ishmaelim, that, you know, it's everything is predetermined, and everything is God, and therefore you part yourself Ma'is Adam. But you're right, the Teva is that when you start with Simcha, a person will be mamshich tavoida. If a person just looks at what he accomplished, then the person is he's missing first base. He doesn't have it. Correct.